Welcome to a new edition of StarCast for Friday, the 25th of March, 2022. My name's Eric Francis Coppolino, the host of Planet Waves FM and the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope, a new edition of which comes out on Friday afternoon. That's today, the 25th. Welcome to a new edition. We begin with the moon in Capricorn, Mercury in late Pisces, and the sun in early Aries. Here is the basic outlook that I've got for you. Right now, I think that the sky is dominated by the tension between the approaching Mars-Saturn conjunction in Aquarius and the approaching Jupiter-Neptune conjunction in Pisces. One of these conjunctions is about war, strife, and conflict, that being Mars conjunct Saturn, and the other is about peace, good vibes, and generally a kind of relaxed approach to life. One is about mental conflict and strife, that's the Mars Saturn Aquarius, and the Jupiter Neptune in Pisces is about a more spiritual, emotionally grounded, and reflective approach. There are a few more peace-loving signs or conflict-averse signs than Pisces. When this is not leading to passive-aggressive behavior, it's a wonderful thing. Pisces are often conciliating and will be looking for compromise, whereas, especially under the influence of Jupiter and Neptune, whereas Mars conjunct Saturn in Aquarius is a bit aggressive, it's mental, and it doesn't really care what most other people think. Right now, as I record, Joe Biden has arrived in Warsaw, Poland. Poland has, of course, taken many of the refugees from this bizarre conflict between Ukraine and Russia, essentially a war being waged on the Ukrainian people. And I'm aware that there is a strike outside in throughout Poland and also outside where Biden is going to speak. We've got a reporter there who you've met previously, Kate Rzenko. She's now temporarily stationed in Warsaw. And from what I understand, this strike is demanding a no-fly zone over the Ukraine, which is to say it is demanding that NATO create a no-fly zone over Ukraine, which would be designed to prevent Russian aircraft from flying over Ukraine and therefore be a commitment by NATO to shoot down Russian planes over Russia. And what that is a setup for an escalation of the war and dragging NATO and the United States into it much more directly. And so the question is, what is Biden going to talk about? What are the powers that be proposing? Are they going to go the way of the Mars-Saturn conjunction in Aquarius, or are they going to go the way of the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction in Pisces? What will it be? This is a big question. It is a very important question. There has been lots of talk about nuclear war, the use of nuclear weapons. I flipped on, I don't know where exactly I was the other day, but I flipped on the radio and heard some talk radio discussion about the use of tactical nuclear weapons. That is to say, you know, the kind of nuclear weapon that might just only blow up a town or a couple of city blocks. And this is perfectly harrowing, particularly at a time when the what are they called? The Committee of Atomic Scientists or something has set the doomsday clock at 100 seconds to midnight. This is the closest it's ever been. Back in the 90s, for example, it was at like 17 minutes to midnight. It's creeped its way up back and forth, and the last time I had checked was at 2 minutes to midnight. The doomsday clock is an assessment of how close the world is to total annihilation, and it is said to be, by the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, only 100 seconds away. So it is not thrilling that there is a proxy war between the United States and Russia going on, particularly under the influence of the current astrology, and particularly with that, kind of powered up by Mars in Aquarius, getting a lot of energy from the sun in the sign that Mars rules, which is Aries. Meanwhile, in terms of other immediate events, I think that the most interesting thing going on now in the short run is that this whole stellium of planets that was originally in Capricorn, mainly populated by the Venus-Mars conjunction that was streaking across Capricorn for weeks. We all remember that, heading for that pileup to Pluto. That happened on March, around March 3rd or 4th, right? Remember that? About a month ago? A little, not quite, 3 weeks ago. Good heavens. And now all of those fast movers have migrated in the direction of Saturn. So we have a similar situation approaching with Saturn, where there are four quick movers lined up to make a series of conjunctions to Saturn. That's going to be Juno conjunct Saturn, though that is not necessarily the first in order. But it's Juno conjunct Saturn, Venus conjunct Saturn, Mars conjunct Saturn, and then finally wrapped up by Vesta conjunct Saturn. So when things make conjunctions to Saturn, there are authority issues, there are challenges to authority, there are there's possible conflict, there can be a lot of stress, there can be lost resources, particularly with Venus conjunct Saturn. It's going to be interesting to see how that shapes up and how that affects markets. It can leave people feeling like victims. But what I see with all this Aquarius is a kind of a hapless public about to make a series of conjunctions or collisions to Saturn in Aquarius. And we really have to get a handle on this whole Aquarius business, which is a lot about the way the human race is being manipulated through the digital realm. In other societies, there were loudspeakers on every lamppost and streetlight, where the correct feeling or the correct news of the day was broadcast by the government, and when there was a crowd gathered and all and there was cheering coming across those loudspeakers. This is an actual story from I'll think of what country. One of those Eastern European countries that was being kind of constantly riddled by various upheavals and revolutions. And then one minute they were pouring out cheers through those loudspeakers. And then the next minute they changed to boo, boo, and the whole crowd turned. Only no one really noticed that it was a change in what was being piped through the loudspeakers. Now, we have a much more sophisticated version of this with the internet, where we are basically being told what to think and how to think about it and why to think about it and when to think about it and exactly what to believe is true and not true and who exactly our friends are and who exactly our enemies are, without thinking at all about where this information is coming from, or so-called information. So it's kind of surprising that people are not questioning the source of all this stuff they hear on the internet. And by the way, if you're questioning the stuff that you hear on my little piece of the internet, why don't you give me a call at 845-331-0355. Repeating that, 845-331-0355. Chances are I will personally pick up and talk to you about what I know. But as far as I know, I'm about the only person currently in business as an astrologer or as a journalist who you can actually do that with. Okay, so we're about to get this series of conjunctions to Saturn. And one by one, they're going to go off, and there's going to be a kind of a new flavor of strife and some form of basically a new shade of the acceptable opinion every time one of these events happens. We really need to get a grip on ourselves. Now, while this is going on, Mercury has been making its way through Pisces. Mercury made a series of conjunctions to the three slow movers in Pisces. That's Nessus, Jupiter, and Neptune. Jupiter also made a conjunction to Nessus. That was the truth revealed about COVID portion of our astrology programming in recent weeks. It was leading up to this all year long. It was quite exciting to see one of my few open public predictions come true. And what I said was that by the time Jupiter makes a conjunction to Nessus, the whole truth about COVID will be known. But the question is, when Jupiter lines up with its extremely rare conjunction to Neptune in the sign that both Neptune and Jupiter rule, will anyone remember? And so that remains the question today. Will anyone remember, and does anyone care? Now, in Pisces, what we have going on is Jupiter is moving into a conjunction to Neptune. That's exact on the 12th of April, if I'm not mistaken. It's hard to have every last aspect. Come on, little computer. Every last aspect I'm going to comment on ready, but let's just check that. Jupiter conjunct Neptune. Yes, it is. I remember that correctly. It is on the 12th of April at about 11 o'clock in the morning when Jupiter and Neptune align in Pisces for the one and only time for this cycle. And then this is not going to happen again for many, many years. So you can keep clicking on Jupiter-Neptune conjunctions until Neptune is all the way back in Pisces. And that's in about 150 years. So let's keep going there, and let's see where I'm up to. 2163. And there's going to be a Jupiter-Neptune conjunction in Aquarius in 2163. And then the next one happens in late Aquarius, and then the next one the next one happens in the last degree of Pisces in 2188. So there's not going to be another Jupiter-Neptune conjunction in Pisces until nearly the year 2200, just 12 years short of that, and it takes place in the last degree of Pisces. It almost did not happen. So what we've got going on right now is exceedingly rare astrology, particularly if it's the kind of thing that doesn't happen for, let's see how good my math skills are, for another 176 years. That's quite a while. And we are in it now. And so the question is, what are we going to do with this incredible resource? Do we have the ability? Do we possess the faith? Do we have any desire for peace and harmony? Can we even stand it as a culture and a society? And what is going to be going on in the year 2188? My concern at this time in history, and I've documented this a number of different ways from the standpoint of astrology, from media theory, and from my understanding of big tech and big pharma, is we are heading into a transhumanist phase of human history. Transhumanist means the integration of humans and computing devices. This has been happening for a while in that nearly all humans spend much of their day connecting with some form of a computing device, whether you're on your phone, you're sitting at your desktop, whether you're texting or reading this or that or studying your Twitter feed, you are interacting with a robot. And that means that all the people who are interacting with robots gradually, little bit by little bit, start to behave like robots. The thing that has me concerned about this the most from an astrological standpoint is that Pluto is entering Aquarius 1 year from now. It will be an approximately 1 year transition from late March 2023, but nonetheless, we're in the last full year of Pluto in Capricorn. And one thing anyone who is studying astrology learns is that Pluto moving through the signs is very influential. And we can see from history and also from astrological theory that much of the, let's say, the digital revolution that has happened has involved activity in the sign Aquarius. The entire commercial internet emerges in consciousness with Uranus in the sign Aquarius, and by the time Uranus has cleared through Aquarius in approximately 2011, we went from kind of 5 miles an hour to 90 miles an hour on digital having taken over. And yet this occurred over a period of, like, let's see, that was 2011, really about 20 years. So it happened so gradually. You know, when people first heard of the internet in around 1990, not everyone even did, but like it was on the cover of Time magazine. The internet. Oh, boy. What is this new thing? Well, who knew? I guess Steve Jobs knew. I guess Bill Gates knew. And that kind of frosting of the world with DSL and cable connections and Wi-Fi and MiFi and YourFi all occurred during Uranus moving through Aquarius. So we've seen this picks up the pace very quickly. Now we're about to have 20, count them, years of Pluto in Aquarius. And this is going to push humanity to the absolute brink of never being able to return from transhumanism. Once the software has been installed, and once people think of themselves more like computers than like humans, there really is no turning back. There are going to be holdouts. They are going to seem as freaky to people of the future as the ones do today who are not interested in using digital technology. Except this is different. Using digital technology is one thing. Becoming digital technology, joining the internet of people, having graphene oxide injected into your blood that is 5G compatible is an entirely different thing. So this is not about mimicking digital technology. It is about inviting digital technology into our bodies. And of course, this is always done on a pretext of some kind. No one's going to say, we're injecting you with computer code. We're injecting you with a computer disk. No, they're going to say, we're going to keep you healthy. We're going to protect you. We're going to keep you safe. Laugh as much as you want. These discussions were all happening in 2020, and people were throwing rocks at anyone who meekly brought up the concept of transhumanism. They were called freaks and conspiracy theorists and fundamentalist Christian lunatics and all this stuff. Well, guess what? It did happen, and it's continuing to happen. And so the decision that we have to make, you could say the decision that splits the difference between the activity in Aquarius and the activity in Pisces is, do we want to be computers or do we want to be human? There's a big difference. And once someone is a computer and their emotional and mental capacities are limited by thinking in binary, which has got nothing to do with how humans think or process their feelings, they'll be lucky to exhaust the last bit of their humanity wishing they could go back. So please, pay attention. Don't forget to check for the Planet Waves monthly horoscope. That's on the horoscopes tab right on top of planetwaves.net. We'll also be sending out a nice, juicy, nifty letter in a little while, later on Friday afternoon, unless it's already Saturday for you. Planet Waves FM is off this week, but now, as you've just heard, StarCast is on, and I am planning to be back Monday with a new edition. Thanks for listening. Thank you for subscribing, and stay in touch. Signing off from Kingston, New York, on a lovely Friday afternoon, my name is Eric Francis. Bye for now.